Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. Here we are on a Thursday. Let's thank our sponsors. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Volt Eco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. I'm Kevin Keith with Bill Gant joining me in the studio.
Good morning.
Also in the studio is Evan Hall. Thank you so much for coming in. He's a lieutenant with the Frankfort Police Department and president currently of the Fraternal Order of Police. Evan, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You're in here to talk about Shop with a Cop and what's the latest on that this year?
We held a Shop with a Cop at Frankfort Walmart here on December 4th. We had helped out 16 families. There were, I think, around 25, 30 police officers assisting in that. There was a total of 40 children that were assisted in that. So it was a great turnout. And thanks for all the community for the support over the years and helping us with this time. It's a great thing to have for the community.
Where does the funding come from Shop with a Cop?
We usually put out a flyer or mailer in October, start that, and then we send it out to every single residence and business in all of Clinton County, and they just send us their donations, and that's when we put forward to the children.
We had a story in our national news prep today that like 70% of people prefer giving over receiving at this time of year. How is it to see a smile on a – are you literally walking through the store with the kid and you get to see the reaction right away as they see what they're getting?
Yeah, their eyes light up. The Clinton County Boys and Girls Club assist us with picking the families, so they're a huge help in this whole process of choosing the families and getting us the list. And my favorite part about it is usually the week before we do notifications. So we have a flyer that we hand deliver. Multiple police officers show up at the door and notify the guardians that they've been selected for a Shop with a Cop. And just the reaction on the parents' face of just relief, it's pretty special.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So if you have, say, 40 children helped, how many gifts does each child get or presents?
Usually we allow the parents to help. We have a kind of a checklist of items that we want to be able to get the children, whether it's a new winter hat or coat or boots, whatever they may need for the upcoming season. And then whatever money is remaining, they can spend on a toy or whatever
they want. Yeah. So I guess you keep it both practical and fun. So like you said, if they need maybe a pair of jeans or a winter coat or something, but you still throw in a toy to keep it fun too.
Absolutely,
right?
And yeah. A lot of the kids, the coolest part about it is a lot of the kids, they want to buy their sibling something with that money or their parents. So it's really cool to see.
That's sweet. Can they do that?
Absolutely.
Is that what they want to spend their money, their remaining money on?
Yep.
That's awesome. So how long does this take? Is it like you close down Walmart for 4 hours and let the police walk around with the kids?
No, they usually designate 3 to 4 checkout lanes for us.
Okay.
And we show up, I think it was at, we started around 9, we got out of there around 12:30 or so.
Okay.
Multiple hours, but we let the kids take their time and pick out what they want that's what they want. So it's a really good time.
And we do this all over one day.
Yes.
Okay. And how many Frankfort Police Department policemen or women helped out that day?
I believe there were a total around 25 or 30 officers, but that's with the city police department as well as some of the sheriff's department.
And very good.
We also have a few member of the DNR in our lodge as well.
Oh, fun, yeah. So. Did we do this last year? Were we able to with COVID?
We did.
Okay, good. Good deal. And I'm glad to see that we were able to do it again this year. That's pretty awesome. Well, if anyone wants to help next year, or could they go ahead and do that? I guess you guys would probably take donations all year.
Yeah, we take donations all year. We help with other organizations, whether it's I know there's a 3-on-3 basketball tournament that assists in back-to-school programs that we help donate to. There's other non-for-profits that ask us for assistance, a lot to do with the children and just the community all around. So we do take donations year-round, but usually around mid to late October is when our mailer gets delivered.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I remember we had it on our public service announcement a couple months ago now, and gosh, it's already here. Yep. So when was that? Was that last week, you said?
It was December 4th.
Okay. All right. Very good.
So I don't want to put you on the spot, but...
But I'm going to put you on this one.
So, but what would be the next thing that the FOP would be raising money for or need money for? Like, what's your next event? Do you know? Like I said, I don't want to put you on the spot, but maybe there's something in January, February, March that you guys do.
I'm not sure exactly what the next phase is going to be. A new president is going to be taking over in January.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what he has really planned.
And I'm sure you have like a Facebook page or something where people can check in.
I believe we only have a Twitter page.
Twitter. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So people could find out some more info from there.
Yes.
Cool. All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for everything you do and the Frankfort Police Department does. And we've got a real good relationship with Chief Shoemaker and everything. So we appreciate that. And thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
Yes. Merry Christmas.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more Party Line next on Wiley.